السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال حين يصبح وحين يمسي حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبع مرات كفاه الله ما أهمه من أمر الدنيا والآخرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We have been discussing this dua of Rasul, that taught by Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, which in actual fact is part of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which commences from لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. Yesterday I explained to you briefly that Allah تبارك وتعالى says that indeed there has come to you a prophet, a messenger, an apostle sallallahu alaihi wasallam from amongst you. That means from mankind. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I mentioned yesterday, was also made of flesh and bones. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also had two eyes, two ears, two hands, two feet. But that does not mean that he was like us. From his fingers, we know that when there was no water in that one battle, and other occasions also it happened, that what little water there was left in those bags, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them to put it into that container, into a vessel, and then he put his fingers into that vessel, and water began to flow from his fingers, so much that a whole army drank from that water. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's eyes, he could see from in front of him, and also he could see behind him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sweat and perspiration was such that Umm Sulaym used to gather that perspiration, and they used to add a drop from that perspiration to the best of the ethers of Madina Sharif, but the fragrance of the perspiration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was much, much more than the fragrance of those ethers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything of his was different. But outwardly he was in human form. He was a human being, so that we may be able to follow him, so that we may be able to obey him, and so that we may be able to take lessons from his life when we are faced with different incidents in our lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went through very trying and difficult conditions in his life, so that the ummah does not lose hope and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when they experience any kind of pain or problem or disaster in their lives. They must not lose their faith and trust in Allah ta'ala. They must believe that if the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, who was so close to him, that no one was as closer than Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but if he could have gone through such kinds of trials and tests, then who are we that over little difficulties and hardships or a little problem in our lives and we lose our faith and trust in Allah Ta'ala? In fact, many of them give up their iman and they say that if Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, was living, then how did he allow this to happen and that to happen? As if to say that now the control of the universe should be given to us and we will control it because we have more wisdom than Allah Ta'ala. This is where the depression sets in, is that we begin to take upon ourselves the authority that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exercises and controls. Whereas man, we know that a time has passed over him, which Allah Ta'ala himself describes in the Quran Sharif, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. So there was a time when the person was nothing to be even really talked about. Nobody even mentioned him. He was completely non-existent. And even after he was conceived, who really spoke about him? Who knew about him? When he was in the mother's stomach, who really knew the details of this child that was going to be born and that was going to come into this world? Who had any kind of knowledge of what this child was going to be like? Whether this child will grow up to be a professor, a teacher, a mufti sahab, a qari sahab, a doctor sahab, a scientist sahab, or whatever he's going to become, or is going to become a pain in the neck for the parents, is going to be a curse upon the parents, is going to be a dud, or he's going to be sickly all his life, or is going to be healthy all his life, when he is going to marry, how much of education he will get, all the detailed aspects of this child, all the scientists of the world, if you have to put them together and tell them that give us the knowledge of this child that's going to come into this world, they cannot give us that knowledge. So it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who has got in his wisdom a destiny for man. So in that destiny there are ups and downs, there are highs and lows, there are waves that rise and fall, we know. There will be some sort of sickness, there will be good health, there will be some poverty, there will be richness, there will be accidents, there will be disasters, there will be trials, there will be tests. Oh, Allah Ta'ala will give the person plenty of comfort all his life. All that is the will of Allah Ta'ala, it is his wisdom. Our duty is to make use of the means correctly. Allah Ta'ala has given us hands, he has given us feet, he has given us intelligence, he has given us a heart and mind. Now we make use of these God-given and Allah Ta'ala given abilities and capabilities and capacities, and then we do that which we have been asked to do. Adopt the correct tadbir, use the correct means, but then trust in Allah Ta'ala. This is the greatest test for believers, that the trust must remain in Allah Ta'ala. But my condition and your condition, or the majority of the people's condition, is this, that the moment we have got money in the pocket, then we are very, very relaxed. If we are going out on a journey, then I've got money in my pocket, so now definitely there cannot be any problem with the hotel accommodation, with transport, with this, with that, with medication if required, because I've got money in my pocket. The moment we've got money in the pocket, we forget that we still have to trust in Allah Ta'ala, because anything can happen on the way. A person can just snap the pocket, pickpocket can take away the money. How many of them, they left from here, they went to Jan Smuts Airport, and they were very comfortable, relaxed. Why? Because they've got thousands of dollars in their bags, in their pocket and in their purses, they've got thousands of dollars, so they are very relaxed. And next thing, when they turn, they found the bag gone. And the person says, as if his life goes after that. It happens like that. Allah Ta'ala must protect us, because on a journey to lose your money, it is a very testing thing. Of course, those people who are used to all kinds of tricks, we are not talking about them. There are many people who don't lose their money. They use up the money and they make false claims that they lost their money. In Madina Sharif, a person showed me a large stack of traveler's checks. And the person says, there's your South African, see what he has done. He says, he gave me these bills here, and then he goes and puts a stop order that my traveler's checks were stolen, or those drafts were stolen. Now, cheating people in Madina Sharif. So I'm not talking about those people who purposely do these type of things. I'm talking about those who suddenly lose their money. So the trust must still remain in Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, when we buy a new car, or we have a very good car, then the moment we sit in the car, we say, my car is in excellent condition, so therefore I will reach my destination. So we don't say don't make use of that good car. We don't say don't check that. The duty now would be check the tire pressure, check the oil, check the water, check the petrol, check everything. But when you're driving now, that yaqeen must still be there, that, oh Allah, I need your help, I need your assistance to reach my destination. If it is not your will, I cannot reach the destination. So protect me from accidents and from any other kind of problem along the way. The car can get hijacked, the person can be murdered, anything can happen, although he's got a brand new car. So if only we learn this lesson, that Allah Ta'ala must not be at any time forgotten in our lives, irrespective of what amount of material things we have in our possession, irrespective of what amount of means we are able to make use of, but we don't forget that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one in whose hands the final decision lies. So therefore here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, read this dua. And what I am trying to get across to you and to my own self all along is this, that this dua outwardly seems a very, very simple little dua. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu. But in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after that says, Azizun alayhima anittum. It is very grievous upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is very hurtful. It is very difficult upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anything that causes you distress. I mean, look at the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that Allah ta'ala is talking about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala says that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it is very distressing. Anything that causes you distress, anything that causes you pain, anything that causes you hurt, anything that causes you difficulty, it causes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tremendous amount of difficulty. He does not want to see you suffer any kind of problem in your life. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, Hasbi Allah. Allah ta'ala says, Fa'in tawallaw, if these people turn away, then say, Hasbi Allah, my Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illahu, I've explained that, alayhi tawakkaltu, on him do I place my trust. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is told that you must say this, that on Allah do I place my trust. So what about us then? We should place our trust also in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Outside conditions will keep changing. Tilkal ayyamu nudawiluha bainan nas. So outside conditions will keep changing. But our trust in Allah ta'ala, there must be no change in that. It's not that changing conditions, so our trust and faith in Allah ta'ala also changes. When that happens, then this depression sets in. This depression, that is the major cause, because the person doesn't have trust and tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then all kinds of medication the person can be given, it will relax him for a little while, but he will never ever get out of that depression until he begins to place his trust in Allah ta'ala and get rid from his life of all those evils which has come into his life, which is the major cause of the problems that the person is facing. If we do not want to give up the sins, then we must be prepared after that for these type of problems which sometimes make the person take his life. So alayhi tawakkaltu, trust must be in Allah ta'ala alone. There are so many verses of the Quran Sharif on tawakkul. In the Fazail Sadaqat of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he's got a lengthy chapter there on the same thing that I'm discussing. On tawakkul. Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, from whose Ahya ul Ulum, most of those things have been extracted and compiled in that kitab and many other kitabs. How much they discuss on the same issue of tawakkul. If we can only get our tawakkul right, then, as I repeatedly say, that our Allah will then give us tranquility in our hearts. There will be serenity, there will be calm. The person will still sometime complain of pain, he will have poverty or he could have any kind of other problem. But if you have to compare his life and compare the life of that person who doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, or the person who has got no tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala, and then see the difference, that this person who has got tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, no matter what condition, but you will find tranquility. And the person who does not believe in Allah Ta'ala, then he's got so much of concerns and worries at that time, that what's going to happen? Hi, if I'm going to die, what about my children? They are still young. What about my wife? What about my home? What about my business? And now who's going to take care of this and who's going to take care of that? Now he's got so much of worries after that, that before dying he's already dead. Before his death has come, he's already dead. And the person who has got tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala and who's trying to do, we don't say we won't commit sins, accidental sins will happen. But the person who's got tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, he will say, well, my life has been destined by Allah Ta'ala. If it's another 1 year or 10 years or 20 years, Allah Ta'ala knows. And if my time comes, then what could be better for me than to meet my Allah? Without seeing whom I was making my namaz, without seeing whom I was keeping my fast, without seeing whom I was giving zakat and giving and making hajj, and trying to stay away from all the sins, I didn't see Allah. And now Allah Ta'ala is giving me the opportunity, that is giving me the opportunity to cross over this bridge of death and then meet my Allah. Unke rukh se naqaba juthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se naqaba juthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو muskurane ki mohlat milegi. You have heard this many times, but let us get the haqiqat of that, that we are waiting for that day when we can see our Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the problems of the entire ummah. May Allah Ta'ala assist and help the mujahideen all over, and especially in Palestine and in Afghanistan. Allah Ta'ala must send His angels and assist them as He helped the Sahaba Ikram in the Battle of Badr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.